The next patient is Mr. Charles Barfield. The last name is B-A-R-F-I-E-L-D. This is the clinical case of a 66-year-old a white male that is following the clinic because of the CKD stage 3B. The patient has a functional right kidney. The left kidney has a Stanford-Horn calculus that at the present time is asymptomatic. This time the patient comes to the office with increasing the body weight by 3 pounds, and the laboratory workup shows that the serum creatinine is 1.98, the estimated GFR is 33, the fasting blood sugar is 152, and the patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is 235 milligrams per gram of creatinine, and the albumin creatinine ratio is 78, has decreased significantly ever since we started the patient on Kerendia. Number two, the patient has a hypertension that is with systolics that will go from 130 to 160. The main concern is if the patient doesn't want to follow the instructions regarding the decrease the caloric intake, decrease the sodium intake, increase the activity, and going to a plant-based diet, we are going to be chasing this hypertension. And I explained to the patient that if we don't make an impact in the body weight, an increase in some activity is going to be extremely difficult to get the blood pressure under control without having unnecessary increase in the medications. The period the patient was encouraged to lose 5 pounds of body weight, and we reevaluate in the next visit. Following number, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease, ischemic cardiomyopathy that is followed by the cardiologist. Following number, hyperuricemia that is under control. Following number, vitamin D supplementation, on supplementation. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is concerning because despite of the administration of atorvastatin in combination with fenofibrate, atorvastatin in combination with fenofibrate, the patient remains with the triglycerides that are above 500. The patient doesn't drink alcohol. The patient has a hemoglobin A1C that is 6.6, which for the diabetes control is not that bad. And he claims that he doesn't use increased intake of fat in the diet. Again, we'll go back to the fact that she has to change the lifestyle. Following number, the patient has a Stanford-Horn calculi in the left kidney, is unchanged. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is asymptomatic. Evaluation of this patient in 4 months with laboratory workup.